You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
There's actually a recommended amount of money you should always carry on you, and you're not going to believe what that number is.
What's that number?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Oh,
all right,
come
boys.
On. Got
everybody,
me so
take
excited
out your wallets.
And interested.
Yep, everybody, take out your wallets. Producer Sean is here. Producer John is here. And obviously, Raven, I never leaves. Okay.
Right.
We're going to getting it out of your computer bag?
Yeah.
All right. So, John, let's start with you.
Yeah.
How much actual cash do you have in your wallet
I
right now?
I have two actual dollars right now. $2.
Wow.
And
okay.
That is a lot of cash for me, too.
Well, yeah, that's
I think
two tips.
People don't really carry cash. I don't carry cash ever. My rule is always $20. Like I need to have $20 in my wallet in case I get my nails done. I need to leave a tip or something like that, right?
Okay.
Yep. Producer Sean, how much cash do you have in your wallet?
I have $283 in my wallet.
What?
Dude, what? For what?
What? Are you going to pay your cable bill or something?
What are you
no,
doing with that?
I you know what? I'm that
What's
rare
going
person.
On?
I prefer cash over the card.
What?
Oh, you so dirty. Nobody likes that nowadays,
no.
Man. When you pull out your
it's
cash now,
easier.
Does somebody look
it's
at
easier.
You like you're pulling out some sort of poisonous thing? Like when you do it at a store, does anybody ever put their hands up and go, no, no, I don't want that?
No.
I've been to stores where it says like electronic cards only. They don't
sure.
want the cash anymore.
Right.
Unless you go to like small local businesses. They're like, no, we'll take that cash. Don't worry. Everything's still cool.
Right.
Raven, how much cash you got on you?
Looks like right now I've got $46. I did just go to the bank. I've got a bank slip right next to it. So $46.
$6, $7, $3, $3. I have $40 as well.
$40.
I have $40,
wow.
Which is actually pretty good for me, to be honest. All right. 42% of Americans usually carry less than $40 in cash.
I believe it.
Yep.
Yeah.
30% between 41 and 99. 17% between 100 and 199. 11% of people, like producer Sean, carry over $200.
Baller.
Yeah. So how much should you actually have in your wallet at all times? You're not going to believe this. $200.
What?
Why?
$200. Because the mentality and the reasoning behind it is that it can handle a small standard emergency, but not like a giant one. So, for instance, if you go to a restaurant and you go to use your card and your card's not working, and you say, run it again, and they run it again, and it's still not working.
And they cut it up in front of you with a French accent and go... Get out of here.
This happened to me the other day.
You say that in French.
I was at my favorite restaurant and they're like, it's not working. They handed me my card and I was like, it's the chip. And there's a trick where you rub the chip to make it work.
Yeah. Sure.
And I was like, just try sliding it. And then they slid it and they were like, no. And then I was like, all right, punch in the numbers. And this is like the third time going back. And I was like, okay.
People are starting to look at you at that point.
Well, yeah. Like, I know the money's there.
Right.
So it went through that time when they put the numbers in. But all I kept thinking about was, okay, like I have my going out purse on. All I have is my license
you
and my card.
You would have to leave your baby. Like, some sort of collateral. I mean, nobody carries only one card.
They
That's
didn't
the
want
other
Dakota.
Thing. Nobody carries only one card.
Oh, I've only
That's
got one card.
You only have one?
You're only carrying one card
Debit
in your wallet?
Card. Never had a credit card in my life. That's it. One.
Do you have a credit score of like 2? Is that the problem here?
No, I have a great credit score because I never... put anything on credit. I've got like a
I'm not
bunch.
Sure he understands
that's
how credit
how
works.
I've bought a couple of cars.
I have literally
I've taken
like,
out a couple of loans. I've yeah. paid them all off. That's it. So it's on there.
I have about 6 cards on me, I think, right now. And I've got like a mini wallet on. You must have 10?
Yeah. No, I have a million in my wallet.
I was going to say,
yeah.
you must have 10 or 15 on you right now, right, Sean?
Yeah.
I have 3.
I mean, something.
He's got the most money and he's got cards. He's got a good balance of cards.
Yeah, but the only issue is when you're going out and you're going out purse, you only put the necessities in there. You're not bringing 6 things with you. And that's what they're saying is you get in a situation like that, you need to have at least $200 cash to cover your check.
Not if I've got a baby for collateral.
Okay.
One thing that's been settled here is, Sean, you're buying lunch.
Right, that's for sure.
Yeah.